This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. $1.5 billion in federal money will flow to New Hampshire under the American Recovery Plan, championed by President Biden and passed by congressional Democrats. The money comes in the middle of budget season in the New Hampshire State House, in which GOP lawmakers and Governor Chris Sununu hold all the cards. Joining me now to discuss the current state of budget talks and the impact that this new federal money may have is NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So, Josh, $1.5 billion, that's a lot of money.
This money is the centerpiece of President Biden's plan to reinvigorate the economy as the country hopefully exits the pandemic. And New Hampshire share is $1.5 billion. That's obviously significant. To give you a sense of how significant, in this fiscal year, the share of the budget paid for with state-generated revenue is $1.67 billion. So this is major. About $1 billion of the federal aid will flow to state government, and the rest will be divvied up between cities, counties, and towns.
And are there specific ways that this money is supposed to be used?
Well, there are 151 pages of guidance that so far have been issued by the U.S. Treasury Department. But, you know, this plan was designed to get money spent. Clearly approved uses are things like vaccine clinics and mental health treatment, payment to workers or businesses who've been harmed by the pandemic, replacing revenue lost due to the pandemic, as well as water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure. I expect we'll probably get more clarity about the limits of what states could do once money starts being spent, but there are a few prohibitions that have been spelled out. The money can't get plowed into pension systems. It can't be used to pay off legal settlements or to pay for tax cuts. But, you know, since money's obviously fungible, some of this is a bit murky. And, you know, tax cuts are definitely on the table in New Hampshire state budget.
Yes, tax cuts. Cutting business taxes has been a big priority for the governor and Republican lawmakers this year. What's that going to mean on that front?
Well, I suspect we'll see. Those tax cuts are certainly happening on the business tax front, and so is a phase out on the tax on interest and dividends. And with collections on states' business taxes running roughly a third above projection, top Republicans in Congress say, and with, you know, justification really, that they plan to cut taxes all along and that the state revenue is available to pay for them. And, you know, to give you a sense of how good things look on the revenue front right now, consider last fall, then the thinking from Governor Sununu and others was that the state could see a $350 million hole due to lost business tax revenue. You know, that was when the pandemic was raging. Now the thinking is we're looking at a $150 million surplus on the business tax front. So the revenue situation on the state level is uneven, but overall it's quite strong. And with the new relief coming from D.C., there's more money floating around the budget process than really I don't know since when.
Governor Sununu has had a lot to say about budgetary matters recently. What is he saying about all this?
Well, he spoke this morning at a Zoom meeting of the Business and Industry Association, and the governor said tax cuts were coming and that the federal government could sue him if it didn't like it. You know, as the governor can in such settings, he was doing a great deal of swaggering over the economy, over what he sees as New Hampshire's exceptionalist approach to government policy, and certainly by implication, what he seems to see as his own exceptional leadership. When it came to the federal relief, the governor's message was basically this: we don't need the money, but we'll take the money.
We have recovered. We recovered a long time ago. I know President Biden calls his bill the rescue plan. We don't need rescuing from Washington, not one bit, frankly. We are there.
That was Governor Sununu speaking today to the State Business and Industry Association. But where are we with the next state budget plan? The governor's been critical of the House's. The Senate is working on a proposal. Where are we headed, Josh?
Well, that remains to be seen. We do know that tax cuts are coming. We know the Senate's in position based on state revenues to spend more than the House chose to in its spending plan. We know that there's tension between the governor and a decent slug of Republicans in the State House over his criticism of some non-budgetary items in the spending plan, language around divisive concepts, as well as curbs on emergency powers. You know, but there are also some interesting and powerful political dynamics at play. What the governor is going to do in 2022, you know, his tone this morning in respect to Washington, I guess you could say it didn't sound unlike a guy who might run for Senate, finding a way to get a conservative budget through and maybe also use a pile of federal money for infrastructure, opioids, mental health or child protection in ways that both address serious needs, but maybe also build a legacy. You know, it's not a bad place for any governor to find himself.
How much of that will rely on the state Senate, which is writing the budget now?
Well, in all likelihood, a lot. Governor Sununu said after the House budget that he planned to work more closely with the Senate. But the political situation there is interesting also. You have Senate President Chuck Morse, who for years has led the budget process for Republicans in the Senate. And, you know, there's increasing talk Morse could run for governor if Sununu opts to seek a U.S. Senate seat. Morse has got a big political fundraiser tonight. The Senate budget will almost certainly spend more than the House plan. It could also send clues about Morse's ambitions. You know, I was talking to people at the State House, and one Republican told me if it's lean, Morse is leaning towards running for governor. You know, we'll see. Then there's, you know, obviously the biggest question of reaching agreement with the House. Republicans hold a narrow but very conservative majority there. So there's, you know, really quite a bit to sort. And, you know, it's odd in a budget year, so much money to spend by New Hampshire standards, but also lots and lots of politics around the budget that aren't exactly budgetary in nature.
NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.